Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Friday, Yehias.
Sonny, I understand some top African runners are in the Czech Republic.
Yehias, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African athletics. Top distance runners from Kenya, Ethiopia, Eritrea, South Africa, and Zimbabwe will line up for Saturday's Prague Half Marathon in the Czech Republic. The energetic Andy Edwards filed this preview for us from Prague.
The men's race is open indeed. Three have broken the hour, with the Ethiopian Hunegnor Mesfin and the Kenyan Peter Kirui sharing the same personal best of 59 minutes 36. Kirui is coming back to full training, having graduated from the Kenyan Police Academy.
As in Kenya, most of the athletes, they are policemen. So I decided to join the police service. For me, that maybe in future, when I stop running, I'll work as a police for good security in our country.
Now, how long did this training period last? Because I understand that also you were training alongside the former world record holder, Patrick Macau.
And I have in police training college for 15 months with my friends, Patrick Macau.
15 months. Did that hinder your training?
Yeah, it is not here with our program because we normally train early in the morning at 5 and stop at 7. So at 7 a.m. in the morning, we start a program for police.
While Peter Kirui is coming back to the form which made him a strong road racer and highly valued pacemaker in world record bids, South Africa's Gladwin Mzazi has the chance to raise his profile. It's not easy for a distance runner to gain sponsorship back home without being a top name. Prague represents an excellent opportunity to improve his best of 61 minutes 12. The world student games champion at this distance last year has been coached by Michael Seme in recent years. Now, Seme guided the career of the former world 800 meters champion Caster Semenya for several years and plays a vital role for the Vaal University student.
Michael Seme saw me at the National Cross Country Championships in 2005 after also won the National School Games. Then he said the following year he recruited me to join him where he was the head coach in Vaal University of Technology. Then in 2006, when I was doing my first year, that's when we met and they started coaching me.
So you're still studying at Vaal University, not far from Joburg. That's at altitude. Now, of course, you've got a very good coach in Michael Seme, but do you think that altitude, the sort of roughly 1,600 metres, that altitude that Vaal is that a help for you?
Yes, I think altitude helps a lot because we see sometimes when you go to, let's say, coastal areas like Durban, we feel more fresh and it's much easier to breathe. So it makes it difficult for someone who's training at the coastal level to compete at the inland. So I think for me, altitude is important.
Road racing is growing in popularity in Prague, and around 12,500 runners will be on the start line at noon on Saturday, headed by this elite field. The city has become an increasingly attractive venue for leading African runners and those on the way up looking to make a name for themselves. For the sunny side of sports, this is Andy Edwards in Prague.
Thanks, Andy. Andy reports that Kenya's Joyce Chepkirui, who we heard from on Thursday's Sunny Side of Sports show, is in top condition and could reclaim the Prague women's title she won 2 years ago. In fact, Joyce's training partner and current world half marathon record holder, Florence Kiplagat of Kenya, says Chepkirui is in shape to break not just the Prague course record of 66 minutes and 48 seconds, but also her own world record of 65 minutes and 12 seconds. Meanwhile, Florence Kiplagat, Joyce Chepkirui, and other top Kenyan athletes could be circling the track in some new stadiums when they're back home in Kenya. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma has that story as well as other sports news.
Kenya start building 5 ultra-modern stadiums with a seating capacity of 50,000 each. Next year, the Kenya Sports Cabinet Secretary, Hassan Wario, told the Nairobi media on Thursday. The stadiums are to be built in Eldoret, Garissa, Kisumu, Mombasa and Nakuru. Kenya is set to stage the 2018 Orange African Nations Championships. Elsewhere, at least 12 Algerian stadiums are to be fitted with surveillance cameras. The Algerian General Directorate of Police Chief Superintendent Makouf Zinedine revealed in the Algerian capital Algiers on Thursday. Zinedine told the Algiers media that they are taking these measures to curb incidents of lawlessness among some fans, which has been on the increase during the country's league matches. I'm Mark Oma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
This is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Because
this is Africa. Time for Africa.
Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us once again this evening from Johannesburg, South Africa. David, have there been any African goal scorers recently in the top European leagues?
There have indeed, Sonny, but not quite as many as in previous weeks. We were lauding them now for several weeks for all the goals they were scoring. So now it looks like they've gone on strike. Only one goal, Sonny, from an African in the English Premier League. That was Peter Ndamwingi. It was a vital goal, however, as it gave Stoke City a 1-0 victory over Hull City in a match between two mid-table sides. Stoke in a little bit of trouble about a month ago, but now they've moved away from the relegation zone. There was also just one African goal in Spain. It was scored by the Angolan striker Menucho, who was once on the books of Manchester United, and that gave Valladolid a vital 1-0 victory in a battle to avoid relegation. I'm afraid no African goals in Italy, but we did have one in Germany. It came from a Nigerian, Chinedu Obasi. He scored one of the Schalke goals in a 2-0 victory over Hertha Berlin. And a really good performance by Obasi was capped by the fact that he assisted in the other goal. But it rained African goals in France. They came from Salomon Solou of the Ivory Coast for Lille, another Ivorian, Max Gradel for Saint-Étienne, also Nicolas Nkoulou for Marseille, and Stapila Sunzu of Sochaux, the Zambian defender. They scored in a 1-1 draw between those clubs. And yet another Cameroon on target, he plays for Rennes, was Jean Macoun. So plenty of African goals in France.
David, the English Premier League has been hotly contested this season. How about an update on the table?
Yes, Sonny. Well, as a Liverpool supporter, I'm delighted to tell you that they hammered Tottenham Hotspur 4-0, and they've gone somewhere where they've very rarely been in recent seasons, and that is the top of the English Premier League. They're 2 points ahead of Chelsea because Chelsea slumped to a 1-0 away loss at Crystal Palace. And they are 4 points ahead of Manchester City, who took the lead at Arsenal but had to settle for a 1-1 draw. There is, however, Sonny, one catch. Manchester City have played 2 games less than Liverpool and Chelsea. So if they win those 2 games in hand, they would, of course, go to the top. As far as Arsenal's concerned, recent performances, unfortunately, that away loss at Chelsea, 6-0 drubbing, and then home draws with Swansea and with Manchester City, that's left them somewhat off the pace.
Voice of America!
As we said, Sonny, on the Voice of America before, it's now developing, I feel, into a three-horse race, and that's between Liverpool, Manchester City and Chelsea. Jose Mourinho of Chelsea, he keeps telling us that Chelsea have got no chance, but He's a master of mind games, and I don't believe for one second that Chelsea are out of the reckoning. Mourinho will concede defeat when it is mathematically impossible for his club to win the title. Manchester United, they got back onto the winning track. They beat Aston Villa 4-1. But they're in seventh position now, Sonny. They've got no chance whatsoever of making it into the top four and getting into the Champions League next season. So their only hope of getting back into that competition is actually to win it this season. The other exciting title race, Sonny, is, of course, in Spain. And at the weekend, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona and Real Madrid all won. So the situation is Atletico are 1 point ahead of Barcelona and 3 ahead of Real Madrid. And what's really fascinating about this exciting title race is that in the very last round, Barcelona will host Atletico. That could well be the title decider in the very final round of the season. And the Spanish season lasts 38 rounds. And it's really wonderful to see this three-horse race, because in the past, it's always been just Barcelona or Real Madrid. And quite often, one of those two clubs has run away with the title. But that's not the case this season. So, Sonny, in both England and Spain, I think it's a question of fasten your seatbelts. Really exciting finishes coming to the season. Sadly, you can't say the same about some of the other major leagues, because in Germany, it's done and dusted. Bayern Munich are the champions. They've won it at a canter. Juventus haven't quite got over the line yet in Italy, but they're well ahead of Roma, 11-point margin. So I think it's as good as read that the old lady, as the team are known, will win yet another Italian title. And in France, the expensively assembled Paris Saint-Germain, they are well on the way to winning the title there. So if you want excitement, you've got to watch England and you've got to watch Spain.
Thanks, David. That's our football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg. And be sure to tune in to Nightline Africa Sports on Sunday with our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi. Segun will feature a Prague half marathon post-race report by the